Jake?
Something's been playing on my mind all week, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, voice is in trouble too, really, which is good.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Your mum rang you during the show last week. She's overseas and you screened it. Big call from you. I think we all want to know what the follow-up is.
I felt terrible about that because I hadn't spoken to her in over 3 weeks. She's overseas for everyone playing at home. She's doing a big European trip, currently in Portugal. So I had that missed call and I did feel bad, didn't I? I was a little bit off for the show. I was like, oh no, like what's mum calling me for the first time in 3 weeks? I better give her a call back on Facebook Messenger. So as soon as I got out of here, I gave her a call straight back.
She might have found Madeline McCann or something.
Sam's here, by the way.
She didn't find Madeline. I said, oh, what's up? Hey, I got your call, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, I just thought I'd let you know it's yellow bin night back home.
Oh, no.
She called me all the way from Portugal, 3.5 weeks into her trip of a lifetime. Thought, I'd better let Ben know it's yellow bin night back home.
Oh, he wouldn't have put them out, I'm telling you. He wouldn't have put, give me the phone, please.
Tell you what, mind you, I am grateful she did call me because I did forget.
The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos.
Benny, here we are. The Olympic final weekend. The fans week. The fans weekend. Yes. You know, they'll pack the MCG and then they'll pack the MCG again.
Yeah.
Try to think where the other one was. That's right.
I know that Richmond will sometimes play. They'll buy a ticket or have a ticket sale for Punt Road to go to Punt Road and watch it there.
Oh, like a live site.
A live site. Will Cardinia do the same thing? Do you know?
I don't. No. I would say potentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. I just that just came to my head. I said,
remember the notes we wrote at the start of the show about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Possible. The things that I'm prepared to talk about.
Okay. Well, so don't put you off is what you're saying.
Yeah. Don't put me on the spot with things. Okay. I'll make some calls tomorrow, see if they can do a kid in your life.
All right.
Maybe we'll retweet it if there is one.
Just a question.
Yeah, just a question. We've been.
I've an accent.
I've actually been thrown by that. That has upset me.
Yeah. Most of the time, I can't throw you.
We want to highlight a couple of voices you'll hear tonight. Sammy, the crowd favourite, is in as the facilitator. Yeah. Sam, welcome back to the Magoos.
G'day,
housemate. Housemate Sam. Yeah.
And that voice you can hear there is the trusty panel operator / producer / Mr. Fix It.
I'll come back in
/ cameraman, but no cameras tonight.
Yes. Cameron,
assistance. Yes.
Cam, how are you?
Tigers on top, so I thought
on top.
I'll come in and I'll stop my shoulders and
big Tigers, man.
Bump into a few blokes and
just talk some shit.
Yeah, talk some shit.
Language again. We're going to try and veer away from that language side of things. So, but we do. There is plenty to talk about, gentlemen. And Ben, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to give you two names. I'm going to need you to tell me whether or not their punishments were just or not. Tom Hawkins received a week for striking Will Schofield. Happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I 2 weeks during the year, I thought. Yeah,
it's a finals discount.
Yeah, finals discount. You honestly, as a non-buy supporter of those clubs and who they're about to play, you actually try and make excuses for why they should be able to play. But the Tommy one was a bit high. That was
I
just
thought they were going to find a way. I reckon that it's a 2-weeker regardless. But I understand the finals aspect. But I thought when I saw it, I thought, oh, they're going to find a way to get him off here, and they're going to either send it to the tribunal. But you know, I've been quite critical of Michael Christian, but I mean, in this case and this case only, good job.
Okay.
Because the other case, the most infamous player ever to play, apparently.
Yeah, and you know, he's only played 45 games.
Running around with 45. He's certainly played over 100.
No, I'm joking, but you know.
Oh, well, I thought he'd been.
No.
Maybe he's been rubbed out for
45. No. My point is, he's still, you know, hasn't. He's nowhere near finished his career.
Notorious T-O-B-Y.
Yeah, the notorious Tobe. Yeah.
A silly boy, but sure, you can't think that was worth a week.
Nah, absolutely not. I think the AFL have just made a massive doo-doo here. You can't.
They went to the tribunal, so we're recording this on a Tuesday night. We've just got the facts come through.
Yeah.
Cam's holding it up above his head saying, read this now.
Mm.
And it's
a picture of a penis in the top right.
It says that says Toby Green's week will stand and he'll miss the preliminary final.
Yeah.
I'd be taking that to all the way to the Prime Minister.
Oh, to yeah, yeah.
Well, why?
Toby Green just rolling down the road. Miss the Prime Minister.
From last week? I don't understand how you guys would not see that as a bannable offence.
What's he been banned for?
Well, okay.
I think he's made contact with the eyes.
You think?
No, that's what they.
I reckon he should have got rubbed out last week.
Yeah, potentially. I can see more merit in that than this week. Yep. But last week, the system says last week can't have anything to do with this week.
But we all know.
System says a lot of things.
You know what? I think that it was. I think that it was Michael Christian saying, "Right, I need to send this to the tribunal because it's a bit different, whatever." And I'm putting it on them to come up with a suspension because we don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bounce him out and they say, no, you're all good. Go ahead and play. And Michael Christian goes, well, I can't trust them. I'm not going to let them, you know, decide what I will now take into my own hands. And it's a far less case. That's where I think the inconsistency
is. Is that the order that it happened? He went straight to the tribunal
last week.
Oh, Chris O has gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Well, I'm not going to let them do my job. I think he should have been rubbed out. But and that's, I guess, the problem when they have their little MRO matrix of high intention or all that sort of stuff.
I think, what if they told him last week in terms of, because I know they used to have point systems, you get reprimanded if it didn't reach a certain threshold. If they had said, like, if you do anything like this, if you even, you know, I know you're joking before, but even look at someone wrong, like, you're on thin ice.
I don't think that you can do that anymore. I don't think there's carryover, and I don't think there's precedent, and I don't think a player's
ready. Clearly not, because Gary Ablett did it during this season.
Yeah, and Ben Cunnington as well. Like, so
yeah, Ben Cunnington especially.
I think the way the system is now is each individual incident has to be assessed based on no prior knowledge of anything they've done in the past.
Yeah.
So, well, it's either they look inconsistent or they look weak or stupid.
Well, this is where the problem is. They shouldn't be thinking about what they look like.
Yeah.
This is the problem. The AFL is getting, well, we're going to touch on, I think, Willy Rioli soon as well. But the AFL is becoming more and more pathetic in terms of the way they govern the game. What you're saying is correct, that they're thinking in their minds, geez, we did this last week, or we did that. Stop thinking we. Look at what he did.
Yeah.
Look at what he did and say, you take a stand and say, is this wrong or is this right? Stop thinking about the outside noise. It's bullshit. It is actually...
Block out the haters.
Yeah, block out the haters. I think a lot of fans are starting to really, really, really lose respect for the AFL as a governing body.
Do you think this week is, taking last week's out of consideration, do you think this week's was bannable?
No, I don't. I think, wait, with Toby?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No. I think it was inconclusive. But last week, if the weeks were reversed, if he did what he did last week this week, and then what he did last week this week, then it'll be like, all right, you can't, you've just been warned, and then you've gone done something worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a week. But he's actually done something less, you could argue, than last week. I mean, they put Lachie Neale to the test, and he said, no, I think he got my nose. And mind you, everyone knows players back up other players, especially when he's been on three-day bender and he probably wasn't even in the right frame of mind to even be talking to anyone, let alone the tribunal. But they don't.
The word nose.
But like, why even get him on there if you're going to just not even take into account what he has to say? Let the man play.
I just...
Free Toby. Him.
No,
free
I, Toby. I'm not a fan. I don't think that has...
What was that dude from Big Brother? No, that's just a dude from Big Brother.
Merlin.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, free Toby.
Yeah, free
Gretel
Toby.
Did not know what to do there.
She did not. She was struck.
She doesn't know what to do most of the time.
Yeah. Well,
that's a different podcast.
So we move past the controversies for now, and we move into something that made me very, very happy and very relieved. On Saturday night was the GWS Giants winning that game where Toby Green was being a nuisance and thus saving my hair. As many loyal Magoo's listeners will know, I outlandishly said that I would bleach my hair if the Lions made the grand final.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them go out in straight sets was just a
threat. You hate the Lions as well.
I don't rate them, I never have, like, this whole year, and I sort of stuck to that a little bit stubbornly more than anything.
Oh, yeah,
oh, you're stubborn, aren't you?
And then I was stubborn on the opposite end, then I went out and bought some bleach because I was so confident. Now I don't know what to do with this bloody peroxide.
Well, I reckon you'd look good with the...
I just might. But you would be, yeah, you'd be stoked. I think I've spoken to a few Brisbane supporters, and they're more than happy, even though that they've lost. A day later, they've just said how they've just been very appreciative of the year they've had, because coming off the back of 5 wins, we've got Jake over there, Carlton supporter, just nodding his head,
deep down, you know, they had some conversations saying, we're going to make it, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I think that's just...
You reckon? I don't know if they did.
Yeah.
No, I reckon Hodgie would have been like, boys, I've been here for too many times, actually.
I need to lose one.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'll tell you what they've done, is they shit the bed.
Were they in the bed to shit?
Yeah, they should not, like, it's...
But
a
no one rated them
even
when they...
Yeah,
let
they
the man talk, Bop.
Sorry.
Well said, Sammy. You should be here more often. Because I've got a lot to say. So, they forget where they've come from and where they've... Let's assess this year as it is, because that's what you have to do. You have to look at this year in isolation. And it's great they've had this meteoric rise, but they've been the second best team for this year. That's where the ladder dictated they finish. They had 2 home finals in a venue that they couldn't lose at if they tried for most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been bounced out of the finals by losing to Richmond, where a better team would have beaten Richmond. The way that they played and controlled that game when they, with their inside 50s and their scoring shots, they should have at least been a lot closer than they... I mean, Richmond are a very good side. That's where the form came from, but... And
I
then,
was just joking,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't rile me up.
Come shit.
Well, they're wrestling. We'll get to them. But and then they get GWS. That's where a side that's a bona fide top 4 team just wins. They just win at home. And I know that it was an overly officiated game, and you know, Charlie Cameron got hurt early, and all these things. But
that's footy.
That is footy. And if I'm a Brisbane supporter, and I'm being honest, I'm looking at it, and I'm going, gee, it's great to play finals, but it's even better to win one. And I can't look at that objectively.
Too easy on them.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole world. If Geelong had a loss Friday night, they would have burned the joint down. Chris Scott would have been walked down Main Street Geelong, assuming there's a Main Street down there.
Yeah,
and you know they would have thrown rocks at him.
But there is.
I would suggest that there is a main boulevard of...
I think it's a court.
And at the end of that court is Kidinya Park.
Yeah.
They all live there.
Geelong's a lovely town.
And I know that, you know, the age profile is a little bit different, but you're still looking at a team that had, you know, Luke Hodge, Dane Zorko, Daniel Rich, Lockie Neal. These are guys that are seasoned players. I just think, yeah, they've definitely gotten off too lightly. But that's just my opinion.
No, fair call. Fair call.
Well, still a great rise, though, from last year.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. But, and you know what?
Without a great run.
But it does go to show it's so hard to get back there. So I know what you're saying is that you need to, when you're there, you've got to take that opportunity.
And I thought about that we should have an on-air chat to our little mate Jack from a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, didn't take the loss very well. Very passionate Brisbane man, young Jack, the 10-year-old Brisbane fan. And he said, we decided to not go with the on-air chat, but he said, just look at Melbourne last year. You know, you never know where you're gonna finish, and you know, like, we had the chance while we were there.
He's got a wise head on him,
boy.
Yeah,
and I mean, yeah, as disappointed as he is in the, I mean, he loves them more than I think anyone I've ever encountered who loves a football team, except you and Essendon. But yeah,
have you looked in the mirror?
Sort of say, that was yeah, that's where I'd be at if I was a Brisbane supporter. That we've definitely been lenient, and you just don't know, like. Make hay while the sun shines, because nothing in this life is promised, Sam.
Well, those greedy bastards at Brisbane, they saw 3 in a row, so they are like, well, there's always next year. That's probably where their attitude comes from.
It's
going
to be a hell of a lot harder next year as well.
That's it, Cammy. That is it,
that's
my friend.
Where
they'll draw.
You think, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not a top 4 side, we all know that.
I still think
that. They've proven that they weren't by going out in straight sets.
Maybe it could be it's an easy comparison to make, but it could be a bit of Hawthorn, where, you know, they was very successful young when they were younger, and then they might have to just keep developing.
A bit of a gap.
Mm. They'll get stronger. They'll just become more experienced, and then
yeah.
I mean, could you imagine coming up against a final? Going into a final up against Richmond. I mean, they're just psychopaths when it comes to, like, you know, finals. You can't stop some of those players, and it would have been tough.
Yeah,
they just need more experience.
Definitely. All right. Well, speaking of Richmond psychopaths, we've got one lined up for the conference call. We've got our absent producer there as well. So how about we jump into the game of the week conference
Let's
call,
do
boys?
It.
Yep.
We all good, boys. We got you both there.
Yeah, mate. Hey, Kenny's, how are you?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Can we, we might have to keep this pretty short. We've got a flat tyre and no petrol.
Fuck off.
You've got a flat tyre.
Like, this car's got like all the bells and whistles, and like, keeps saying how much KPA I have left in the tyre, which I'm pretty sure is a unit of measurement that I'm familiar with for air.
I think it's PSI.
KPA, mate. I know what PSI is.
What does it stand for?
Jack says to keep it short and tells a story about cars. Right, all right. Benny, as we know, my favourite segment on the show is the Game of the Week conference call. It was tough to decide this week. We've obviously got two massive preliminary finals, but what made it a lot easier was that we didn't know anyone from GWS.
That does not help. Yeah, I did actually try and add myself to one of their groups, and I had to answer a couple of questions.
I did the same thing earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I invited...
Hey, you're going to take this group seriously?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Only talk about orange? Okay, man, relax.
Yes. Yeah, the whole time. Yeah, inboxed a couple of people, but didn't get back to me, yeah. So here we are.
So, long story short is that we've headed to the MCG Friday night, and we've got Luke, who's a passionate Richmond man, and our absent producer, Jack, who is a diehard Cats fan, to talk us through the game. Boys, welcome to the Magoos.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Lukey. The Tigers, $1.35 favourites. They can't slip up 2 years in a row, can they, in the prelim?
No chance at all. I've actually booked tickets to Gold Coast on Friday, so I won't even be going, to be honest. I still haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, so obviously, let's cut that out.
Right, making alternate plans, yeah, despite what
It's confident.
It is confident, despite what we saw last week. So, Luke, you're obviously happy with what you saw in the qualifying final, and this is just a fait accompli.
Yeah, there's been a momentum build-up from the bye, and I feel that, you know, we're just tracking nicely and going into a prelim. We'll take the chocolates and should be right. I'm not stressed at all, as you can tell.
As we can tell.
As we can.
God, if any more laid back, you'd be dead. And so that leaves you, Jackie boy. How are you feeling after the Cats resurrected their season last Friday night against the Eagles?
Last week was pretty convincing, but it's just all about this week. The Cats are going in without Tom Hawkins, as everyone knows, and it's a bit of a great unknown, which I'm a little bit excited about. What Geelong are going to do up forward. And it's great that Titties is going to the movies and stuff like that. That's the exact mentality you want the Richmond supporters to have and Richmond to have. It's all locked up, isn't it, Titties? Got it in the bag?
Yeah, pretty much, mate, pretty much.
That's right, go to the movies.
A bit salty before they've even lost, by the sounds of it. So you say it's all about this week, Jack. Sounds like it doesn't sound like it's all about this week from your coach. He's talking about your coach, Chris Scott. He's been talking about last year and all this kind of stuff during the week. But you're here saying that it's all about this week. He seems to have his mind elsewhere instead of on the job this week. What are your thoughts of what he's been up to?
Well, it's all about mind games when it comes to the AFL. I think everyone knows that.
You're not.
He's on hands free, of course.
Oh god.
Chris Scott's always been the same. Chris Scott, he always plays mind games, got little tricks up his sleeve, but it comes back down to the playing group. And I reckon I'm looking for a big one from Danger yet again. It'll be just great to see him push forward, kick five. Asprey can't go to him. Grimes can't go to him. Just Richmond are just all out of options. It's just going to be one of the great prelim finals. I'm just looking forward to it, boys.
And so, Luke, if you you obviously think this game should be played at Punt Road, given what we've seen earlier in the final series from some Geelong supporters, how unfair is it for Richmond to have to play this preliminary final at the MCG?
It's unbelievably unfair. I honestly can't believe it. And I just think that, you know, I honestly can't even believe Jack brought up the fact that Tom Hawkins isn't playing yet. That's all I'm hearing this whole week, that Tom Hawkins isn't playing. But I think he needs reminding that Alex Rance isn't playing, so it's actually an even playing field. So I just thought I'd get that in before he started on that.
You told me off air that you wanted him to play and you didn't care that Rance wasn't playing.
No, I said that.
Well, you got back.
The second he's in the theatre of the game, it'd be nice for you to get within, you know, 7 to 8 goals if Hawkins was playing.
Yeah, keep going. What do you mean?
Keep going. I think you finished his point.
where does Rance come into it?
I'm just saying, I'm surprised, you know, you haven't mentioned Hawkins and the fact that everyone's going in about Hawkins not playing, that, you know, conceded defeat, but...
that I haven't.
No, that you have conceded defeat.
Jack, are you worried about...
I haven't conceded defeat.
Are you worried about Hawkins not playing, Jack?
Well, that's what you were telling me off air.
I didn't tell you anything off air. We haven't spoken today.
You just said we spoke off air.
Yeah, you just said
no,
that.
We spoke off air on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the air that I'm talking about.
Any time you speak, it's off air other than now.
Speak on air and only on air.
Dan, what was your question, mate?
It's long gone now.
No, ask it.
I've forgotten it.
How worried are you about Hawkins not playing, Jack? Surely they can't replace that avenue to goal. I know that he hasn't had the best final series, but he showed glimpses last week, and now him not...
He took all his goals early last week, which is great, and then got us back and forth, but it was really the playing group that really rallied and got us back in front in that last quarter, and I reckon we started to show some of our good football. Yeah, we've lost a bit of structure, but then again... We're a bit unpredictable for the Tigers going into a prelim, which is...
You do realise, Jack, you do realise you're not contracted to play at Geelong. You can give us your actual opinion and not some media-driven...
You do realise how biased I am.
Yeah, no, the boys played well today, and what can I say?
It's been great to have Chris Scott on the podcast.
Yeah, I reckon.
All right. You're going to win or lose. Yeah, thanks, Louie.
Jack, just a little bit of a curly one for you. Did you happen to see the video of the cat man doing the rounds from post-game on Friday night?
Nah, what's he done now?
Oh, look, it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. It was, the caption was quite funny. It was sleep paralysis, but cat man's at the end of your bed. And he was, look, I don't think I'll be able to find it, but he was...
Is it from last year?
No, it was because he was talking about your back-to-back's over.
We'll put it on the socials.
Yeah, we'll try and find and get it out to you.
If you put it on the socials, don't put this audio underneath.
All right.
Okay.
Are you still there, Luke? We're just having a meeting at the moment.
I found it. Everyone.
Just fuck you. You're gone. Catters, mighty Catters, took down the reigning premiers. We are the champions tonight.
No back to back.
Hey, Peter.
No back to back.
No, we took their backs apart tonight.
We
back it up.
Catters back.
Catters, Catters, and the unbiased try, but they couldn't get us. Go Geelong.
We go Cats. Go. Hurrah. We are Geelong.
What is going on there?
How was that?
He was eating blue and yellow feathers.
I'd like to apologise to our listeners who had to actually endure that in their ears.
That was some of the scariest stuff I've ever seen. And he represents you. God. I'd rather have Joffa. Like,
yeah, you would. Yeah, a real man, not a cat man.
I'd rather have 10 Bunny.
Jack.
Well,
Catman's actually from Bendigo and he drives down to Geelong every week. So that's where that sort of behaviour comes from. That's Bendigo. That's not Geelong.
Great little fact. All right, lads. Well, this is starting to drag. So, Jack, we'll start with you. Can the Cats get the job done? And if they can, by how much in your eyes?
10 points.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Great. Very succinct. Luke, your turn. You're obviously incredibly confident in your Tigers. How much is the? What's the damage going to be?
69 points.
Oh, I like it.
How much?
I like that on a lot of levels.
All right, lads. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck. Good luck Friday night to both teams, and we might hear for money next week. Hopefully, Jack, because he actually works on the show. But
my calls.
Yeah, Luke, we might have to get you on next week if the Tigers are facing another grand final. So good luck, boys.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
All right, boys, we're back. We've got some of the nuffies out of the way, one of which is working on this show a little bit less than we'd probably like to. But as we said earlier, Sam is here as our facilitator, and Jack's little dingers. We'll go on without Jack here.
It was a huge hit.
Huge hit.
If you weren't, if you're just tuning into this podcast and weren't tuning in last week, we have another.
What are you doing? Listen every week.
Yeah, go back. Actually, I'm not even going to explain it.
We need you to listen every week.
Heartless.
We
hate you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
jeez.
Cam's throwing shade over
that's
there.
That's a strong word, isn't it?
And before we get into the little dingers, we often mention our socials, and we put a few polls out this week on Twitter and Instagram, at @themagoos_. And just to back up some of our earlier thoughts before, 76% of the Magoos community said that Tom Hawkins deserved a week, which was what we were pretty well aligned with. Ben, so if you have any say on that matter.
No, we spoke about him earlier. I agree. Yeah.
But Toby Green was where the split came. So should Toby Green be suspended? 56% said yes, 44% no. So we're in the minority, you and I, given our conversation before. But the Magoos community was slightly in favour of yes. So there might be some great feedback coming through on the socials after this.
Yeah, polls don't always tell the whole story, do they?
Well, no, I mean, they don't, but they
I'd like sub polls, like of the ones that answered yes for Green having a week, how many of them have 8-year-old kids that they don't want to play football because they don't want to see these things in.
Do you think that we need to then do like more of a data survey off the back of that? Like, yes. Hi, thanks for clicking one button in a yes or no poll. Please fill out this 18-page questionnaire.
Are you saying
based on your interests and likes?
The Magoos need a data analyst.
That's all I've ever asked for on this show.
And
you look like a bus driver or a data analyst.
You look like a data analyst with your slacks and your cardio.
I know myself.
You look like the biggest. Let's just honestly, how was your 18?
Get the data in.
We'll get the data in. But Jack's little thing is before we got sidetracked with a data.
Also,
analysis,
just on top of that,
have
been working on a little because of so much of a hit of it. I've been working with, along with Sam actually on a bit of an intro for Jack's little dingers. So we need to
stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that one.
We better get it up before phrasing. We better get the song up before grand final, though.
Yeah, we should do this.
Yeah, it'll be before that, probably.
Because
We couldn't get it tonight because Sam just decided to write his own lyrics after I had written perfectly.
Creative differences, but that's okay. Because Jack's Little Dingers will be hosted here tonight by Sam. So, Sam, you throw your best
Sam's
ones.
Sam's medium-sized dingers.
Yeah. Alrighty, extra medium dingers coming at you hard and fast. Willy Rioli, guys.
Speaking of dingers, eh?
Yeah, Willy bloody Rioli.
This is not getting
messed up.
You know
what?
This is typical AFL just sweeping shit under the rug. This has not had enough limelight for mine. All we talk about is Tom Hawkins getting a week, Toby Green getting a week. They sit on different nights of the tribunal just so we can talk about them and extend them on for longer. Mm-hmm. They both should have been on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Get them out of the way. Just like, oh, you have to work 2 extra hours. Stiff shit. This Willy Rioli thing, I don't know if I'm uneducated. I don't get how they knew about this on the 20th of August that he swapped their samples. He then played round 23 whilst they knew about it. He then played the first elimination final whilst they knew about it. Why did they come out after that to say that they knew about it and then that he's suspended indefinitely? Is it a cooling off period? I actually don't know.
Things just move slow.
It's not a slowness. It's the AFL again being a shocking. They're a shocking governing body. They're actually the worst professional governing body in the league. In the world, I think.
It sucks that it happened to him. He's quite likable.
Yeah. I don't want to say it to happen to anyone, but if it happens, it's just like, well, you got to make a stand. They've got no backbone in the AFL. Yeah. It's crazy.
So just for something new, I have a couple of thoughts on this. So the Western Australian have reported that his blood test has come back clear. So there's no illicit or performance-enhancing drugs in his system. Mm-hmm. So he's just done something silly. So they reckon out of dehydration and frustration that he's then poured his drink into the cup. So the testers are apparently not allowed to tell you what to do. So they know what they have to get, and they know what they see, and they document what they see. But he couldn't say to him, "Stop doing that. That's not right."
That's apparently,
again, this is just
sample.
What I've sort of picked up. So that's not an official. But yeah, he can't say to him, like, he just got to take what he's given, I believe. And then he then reports and lodges, and however long it takes, you know, that's obviously an issue in itself. But the AFL needs to have their own policy. That's where they've gotten to.
Mm.
The NFL has one over in the States, whatever. And so ASADA and WADA are based on Olympic, you know, punishments. Like, 4 years for this is not an AFL punishment.
No.
That's a career. That's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're not coming back from this if you're Willie Rowell. He's 24 years old. At 28, if you can continue to keep yourself up by not playing any sport, and then walk back into an AFL side.
It would almost
yourself.
Be sad, to be honest.
And that's why the AFL need a system to, not saying that this should be allowed, but I think in this case where his test has come back clean, there needs to be more wiggle room than you tamper with a sample, you're going to get 4 years. Because that's what I think will happen to him. Because it has to, that's what they're governed by.
Discretion needs to be used.
Yeah, and
the whole
unfortunately
thing needs
with these mobs, I don't think that they will use any discretion. Which I think, yeah, it means the AFL have got to... I mean, can we trust the AFL with a policy is the other thing. But he should be suspended for this. It's a dumb error.
Yeah.
It's a dumb mistake. But to lose your whole career over this, if he had a... You know, if his blood test came back... I mean, this is not confirmed, but if his blood test came back and there was something in it, then you go, well, yeah, he was avoiding a test. But
yeah.
That clears him from that side of it, if you believe that report. And, yeah, look, it's a silly mistake that's... It's probably going to cost him his entire AFL career. So.
I think there's more into that story.
You know what was sillier though? It's almost worth a ban. Is he calling it a little
yeah,
that,
yeah, a little. And his
that's cheeky.
His personal statement was released on his own Facebook page, and it had like Willie Rioli is feeling sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like legit, it was actually
Jedi.
Like Pretuda Advocate type stuff.
Well, that's what they updated that so you couldn't do those sort of things on Facebook.
That's the modern PR machine.
Yeah.
Jesus. Like posted a cheeky meme or sold a couch.
Yeah. I don't want to see someone get 4 years for something like that, but...
He can't get 4 years. If he gets 4 years...
But as Jake's saying, if the rule's there, that's the problem. Like the rule shouldn't be... That rule shouldn't be the rule, but it is the rule. And therefore, it's like, well, you got to...
Play by the rules.
Yeah.
Rules is rules.
Because then, could you imagine the absolute shitstorm if the AFL go, oh, nah, four seems harsh. We're going to go against what WADA is saying and bend our own rules. Can you imagine... Now, this is obviously coming from an Essen supporter, but could you imagine the absolute uproar...
I did not even think of that.
If they go, they're just going to start bending the rules on drug tests. And like, so, unfortunately, as Jake's saying... It doesn't look good for Willie.
And just quickly on Essendon being involved in this again, I think that, like, Twitter, and it's just, you know, certain sections of some sort of Nuffy fan base, but Essendon fans plead to, you know, like, oh, we're over the drug saga. And then as soon as something about drugs comes out, it's like, oh, well, another person without a test, come on, Gil, why are you supporting him? And it's like, well, mate, if you're not going to get past it, you're always going to be associated with it.
Even as a supporter, I'll back that statement. I read some of the stuff, I go, oh, how can we be going for the same team? Like, it's hard to defend some people.
Yeah, there's some real nuts out there.
It really is. Anyway, that was more than a medium-sized dinger.
That was a large dinger.
Yeah.
Sam's large dinger.
Yeah.
I tell you, they're medium though.
Oh, shit. Remember, stay.
Carry on.
Joe Danaher. Do we believe he's going to stay in Bonnerland?
I'll listen to you first on this one, Jake.
I think that the perfect storm, but I think he'll leave. I think he'll go to Sydney, which I think pushes Tom Papley to Carlton, which we trade pick 6 for. Sydney, you've got 6 and 8.
Whoa,
you get
whoa,
both
whoa,
of them.
Whoa, hang on.
No,
that is...
No, this is actually... I've heard this already before, so just let hear him.
What do you think?
A wise man... Hang on. No, you hang on. A wise man told me about 4 minutes ago to let the man speak.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, and I mean, there might be other ships that sail.
What he's saying is that Essendon will get two firsts.
Yeah, so Papley comes to Carlton. for pick six and whatever else you guys want us to give up for him before you yell at me again. Which I didn't care for.
On my own show?
In my own house?
I don't own the house, actually.
Yeah. I'm my own data analyst. In my brother's old room. At this time of year. May I see? The main part in that trade is pick six, which Carlton give up. So that means Sydney now hold pick six and eight. They trade both of them for Joe Danaher. There might be more parts in the... St Kilda could be involved with your Zach Jones and all this sort of stuff. So Essendon then hold pick six and eight. And if I'm Essendon, I'm saying, who wants these? These are on the table. We want a midfielder. We want a serious midfielder. We want Ollie Wines is what I'd be... I'm going here.
It's all right, mate.
Ollie Wines is what I'd be saying. They say that he's untouchable. They go to West Coast and they say, give us Andrew Gaff. Here's pick six and eight. Help you get the Tim Kelly deal done. Something in that. That's where I'm saying... I can't believe I shouted you down before.
You've got me.
Yeah, I'm very deep.
You're a data analyst. Do you want a job?
Pick six and eight last year would have been great. Pick six and eight this year is not doing, I think, what you want
in terms of draft prospect.
In the draft, and I mean, you know, it's hard. You can't judge a draft until 10 years time. But I think that in Essendon's situation, you go pick six and eight. You can, and you know, they might get Brandon Ellis as a free agent on top of that. I mean, he's no world beater, but he's a good player.
Don't want him anywhere in my club, but I understand your point.
And then, you know, you can sort of start to get you can get what you need if you're Essendon. And I think that, and, you know, I think...
We need another key forward.
Yeah.
With a fully fit Joe, you're keeping him, but there's a lot of question marks around him. And if someone wants to give you two first-round picks for him, you can tell he's that sort of character that might be entertaining life outside the AFL bubble.
I hear that point, and I actually think that's a well thought out, concise sort of argument.
Thank you.
And well done there.
Are you doing the trade? Pick six and eight for Joe Danaher.
For what you're saying, and if Joe, this is on if Joe wants to leave.
Correct.
Absolutely, you want to do something like that. If Joe wants to leave, you don't want. I said it last week. You don't want someone staying at your club if they don't want to.
Especially when he's approaching free agency.
That's right. Yeah. Does he go walk for free next year?
And then all of a sudden, you end up with pick 14 or whatever.
And it hurts a lot more. But the more I've been reading into this, the more I suspect that the reason why he's taken a step away from the club at the moment is not necessarily to do with a trade, but to do with the way his body is right now, and does he actually want to continue playing footy full stop?
Wow.
Bombshell.
Do you think that he would consider walking away from the game?
I don't know. He just seems like that kind of guy. He just seems like the kind of guy who he doesn't like. He loves football like everyone else does, but I just don't think
he loves life.
He loves life, and I don't think he bleeds football as much as life, that's right. So, yeah, I reckon he's weighing up more than just this move to the Swans. That's just my thoughts on that.
You, Ben, had a good point a couple of weeks ago. Now, let's just
I did?
Imagine. maybe I'll talk to another Ben. But if you assume Joe was healthy and we traded him, you mentioned something about how that kind of puts Essendon standing as a big club. Or it damages its reputation as we don't stand by our players.
I don't remember saying that, to be honest.
You calling me a liar?
No. A little bit. No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I probably said something along those lines. I think you missed my words a little bit.
Even going off that, because I agreed with this imaginary point.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat and realize you were dreaming? You actually talking.
And
boy, I wake up all the time with that.
Another large dinger.
Yeah, I don't want to belabor the point.
Speaking of Ben's, I think we got something here, don't we? Go on. Sorry.
Woosher, we've just got the news today that Woosher is.
So I was wrong. I was on them. Yeah, Ben. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway. Yeah.
That Woosher is stepping down at the end of next year.
Succession plan. Love it.
Just sack the man.
I think Woosh's job when he came to Essendon was to get us out of a dark space, and we were in a dark space.
credit where credit's due.
Credit where credit's due.
Families in WA, all those sort of things. Like,
and I really think he's the kind of guy, and he is very... He's
been sacked if Ben Rutten was ready. I should have
a Nah, not with a year on the contract. I don't think so.
And Cam's got a point here.
He would be sacked if Ben Rutten was ready to coach right now.
I disagree. I think that we would have kept him. I think... They only come out with this succession plan now because of the Adelaide job, and I reckon there's more to it as well. We've got a couple SA, South Australian boys who haven't signed deals yet, Arazio and Francis. Mm-hmm. I think this may also help them get over the line. I think this has always been the plan for Essendon with Woosha. So I don't think we're listening to that outside noise as much as what other clubs do. I reckon he's always... I think he was more of a mentor this year. I wouldn't even argue that he was... truly the head coach this year. He was the front man, but I think Rutten had heaps to do with the club anyway this year. Like, I think he called a lot of the shots, so I don't think it's just straight from head coach, you're gone, he's in. I think it's already been transitioning behind closed doors.
You know what is a great little tidbit that can finish this point up quicker than some of the other ones we've gone on about, is that our good friend Jack, the 10-year-old Brisbane Lions supporter, they won their footy premiership, and this year, the under 10, Camberwell Sharks, under 11s, Camberwell Sharks, and guess who their coach is? Ben Rutten.
Really?
No fooling. He's a premiership coach.
The Bombers are going to go all right.
Yeah.
Next one, Sammy.
All righty. Hodgie, the legend, Luke Hodge, retiring.
What a
man.
Are
we just going to share our praise on the man?
No, he's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
What's he else?
He's a legend, and...
imagine playing for him.
He did his... I mean, I know that opinions have changed on, you know, moving clubs when you don't think your time's up and those sort of things, but he did his brand no harm, did he?
No harm at all. Or his future career in terms of coaching.
Yeah, that's the thing. Does he go into coaching, or does he just be a media gun for hire and not have the stress? And
I think he has a knack for coaching. He has a knack for it. I reckon it's similar to Kelly at Essendon just not long ago. Yeah. I think he's going to actually be sorely missed by that Brisbane team on the field. Mm. Like, I know he's getting older, but his finals, his two games, even though they went down, he was incredible.
Yeah. You'd like to think that someone there, you know, he's given an Alex Witherden or a Darcy Gardner, he's given them enough to be, I know you can't just be Luke Hodge, but you know, at least the intellectual property in a sense to
become
to do it without him, like Obi-Wan did.
No, ooh,
Star Wars
reference.
He had the high ground for those playing at home. Obi-Wan.
It's been a long day driving buses for you, mate.
Analyzing data.
His weekend was not quiet too.
Next up, Sammy Boy.
Alrighty, Tommy Boyd. We've just seen him on open mic.
Yeah, fantastic. I've seen a little bit of this. I've also watched a little content piece that Tom Boyd did called Courageous Conversations for the fantastic Movember Foundation, which we are biased towards, but love. And he says something interesting in this open mic. I definitely would recommend you go and watch both pieces. But he talks about it not being like what he loved doing. He was good at doing it, but he always saw it as a job. And I just reckon that we lose sight of that sometimes, don't we? Like,
you know,
so you could be really, really good at a data analyst, for instance, but you hate data. Yep. And you might be able to make $500,000, but you want to do creative something that's a $60,000 job.
Planting trees.
You see that all the time in your life, but when it's a footballer, we go, oh, they don't know how good they've got it.
Yeah.
You know, like that, very just because tall it's poppy. My dream.
Yes.
Yep.
It gets projected onto other people. Yep. And yeah, just the way Tom spoke and the clarity he has around his decisions, I think is...
Well, the scrutiny as well, I mean...
At such a young age too, by the way, but go on, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'll cut you off.
He also just spoke about the fact that he thought he had homesickness when he was in GWS and, you know, didn't want to stay there any longer than he had to, and they offered him a 2-year extension pretty much as he signed, on top of that, to take him to 4 years. And I think the word he used, it repelled him or something, like, more than anything, he didn't want to do that. And then when he came back, the homesickness didn't go away, or what he thought was homesickness, even though he was at home.
Mm.
So, like, that's when he sort of, you know, knew there was more at play and those sort of things. And
did he enjoy the grand final?
Yeah, he did. He did. Like, it's said that he loves footy but didn't love the AFL. Like, not the governing body, like that life, that world,
Yeah.
You know, it didn't resonate with him. And I mean, yeah, I just reckon that point he made about, you know, like, it wasn't my dream, it was someone else's, and he just had the think body that and just because that I can do it, talent. That it's my dream, which was very good. Now, Sam, you had a point.
No, I don't think I did. I'm
well, just to about. Bring it back, not to deliberately bring it back to Joe, but I wouldn't be surprised if those, if that's the angle that he's that is in his mind, that Joe just comes from a family of footballers. He's great talent. He's got the height and the athleticism, but I wouldn't be surprised if he came in and says, "I don't love this as much as other people do."
And that's not surprising. I mean, there are plenty of footballers. I mean, we know one who you don't talk football in front of him. It's not like he won't get frustrated, but it's just like
they're a person.
It's his job. It's a person. You don't talk to them about like a normal person, but. I think so. The point I made was, just going back to that, was that I think the scrutiny, I mean, if you're in that example you made, if you screw up, whether it is driving buses or being a data analyst, the hammer coming down on you is far, I think, less serious than, I mean, even the criticism. I mean, imagine getting criticised by some of the fans in the AFL. I mean, we make fun of them, but my God.
It'd still get you, wouldn't it? Like, I mean,
you'd have comments turned off,
I reckon. Continuous and it's still not nice to read things, and you know the levels that some of the nuffies would go to as well.
Yeah,
those personal attacks, like it's just not a it doesn't help you, does it? Like you might be able to ignore it, but the stuff you see could still be pretty
awful. Best zone, though, seriously.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And the thing is, and we spoke about before, I'm not sure that he will, given the way he spoke, but there's still so much time. Like he's just turned 24, I think. So
yeah,
millionaire,
dude, he's so young.
Very nicely.
Yeah, and can do what he likes, and if that involves getting back to a high level of football, then good on him.
When Essendon trade Joe for pick 6 and 8 and get a bull midfielder, if he's ready, we need a forward.
There you go. The stars are aligned.
Bombers 2022 flags.
The farming team of Camberwell Sharks. So
it's good farm there.
Set like a jelly. Sam, is that your list exhausted?
I think it is. I've just got some pretty stupid scribbles at the bottom. But
well, that's okay.
There's nothing.
That's so good though.
That was very good, Sam. Yeah. Very, very good. So that's brought us to the end of the show here, lads. It's been some great conversations. A big show. Because it's preliminary final weekend, you know, it's the fans weekend.
Huge. We haven't even talked about the footy.
We haven't talked about the footy, but we will just check in for a few tips. So, do we have an upset brewing? Ben, I'll go to you first, Richmond Geelong.
I should probably take myself out of this little part because round one of the finals, I got one. Round two of the finals, I got zero. So you know what? Don't even ask me. Sam, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, but we still want your opinion.
Okay, because you want me to keep losing. Yeah. You want me to lose by more. Who's playing?
Richmond Geelong.
We're going to go to Tigers with this one.
And what about Collingwood and GWS?
I've been tossing this one up a lot. I really cannot decipher because GWS are actually playing footy. I haven't really seen much of Collingwood. I'm going to say GWS in a little bit of an upset.
Tell me your thoughts.
I'm going the Tigers comfortably, and I'm going, I think, Collingwood. They just find a way. They're starting to get to that level of... Yeah, they can just win anyway.
Mm. Excellent. And Cam, you're obviously going for the Tigers.
Tigers and Pies for me.
Tigers and Pies, that'll be a big grand final. I'm going to agree with you, Ben, as bad as that'll be for finals tipping, given where I sit and where you sit at the moment. But, I think Richmond get the job done against
ball, if
Geelong,
wants to
who
know
will,
this
be, will be very... Very brave, the Cats on Friday night. They'll give the Tigers a shake.
Brave,
which I mean is
the team that finished top of the ladder.
Yeah, but they made the prelims a tick.
Very brave.
And then I think GWS might. I mean, no Toby Green will make it hard, but I reckon that they're riding this wave of momentum.
Common medalists should do all right. So
yeah, I tend to agree. Yeah. They tend to kick goals, common medalists. Yeah. So that's where I think it'll land. So Richmond GWS grand final, which would be, I mean, they're all big, they're grand finals, so I haven't seen too many small ones.
No one wants to see GWS Geelong, just putting it out there.
I have to play it at the Cattery.
Yeah.
I'm just only on the Storm.
Played it, gosh, it's paddock. Well, the Storm, they're their own podcast in how that game finished. But thank you very much, Magoo's listeners. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, whack us on your socials. Give us a rating on all your podcast apps, and we'll be back next week to chat all things the AFL Grand Final.
See you later.